AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump won three of four Republican contests Tuesday, Mississippi, Michigan, and Hawaii, while Senator Ted Cruz took Idaho. Trump is already looking ahead to the national contest, saying he expects to beat Hillary Clinton in November.
Hillary is going to be very easy to beat. She's a very flawed candidate. Very, very flawed candidate. And it's going to be, I believe it's going to be a very, very easy target.
The AP's Mark Smith reports Bernie Sanders upset Hillary Clinton in Michigan's Democratic primary.
Michigan was a narrow win, but Sanders told backers in Florida they'll see momentum in their crucial primary next week.
I'm talking about a huge vote turnout.
Still with an easy victory in Mississippi overall, Clinton boosted her delegate lead and was already stumping in Ohio.
Travel and door knocking and phone calling.
Meantime, Donald Trump won both primaries handily.
There's only one person did well tonight, Donald Trump, I will tell you.
And he said proved a week of vicious hits on him were a waste of time. Mark Smith, Washington.
From the world of politics to the music world, where the producer who guided the Beatles to stardom has died in London. George Martin was 90. His manager calls Martin one of music's most creative talents and a gentleman to the end. Martin, in 1994, joked about the Beatles' popularity.
I must confess, when I signed them, I didn't think they'd last more than 25 years.
George Martin both witnessed and enabled the extraordinary changes of the Beatles, from a raw first album in 1962 that took just a day to make, to the months-long production of Sgt. Pepper. Martin won 6 Grammys and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1999. This is AP Radio News. The Missouri Highway Patrol says the subject of an extensive manhunt has been arrested. He's suspected of fatally shooting 4 people at his neighbor's home in Kansas before killing another man 170 miles away in a rural Missouri house. The Kansas City Star reports Pablo Antonio Serrano Vitorino was arrested in Montgomery County, Missouri, found lying on a hill just north of Interstate 70. No shots were fired. Former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan took the stand again in St. Petersburg in his lawsuit against Gawker Media for posting an edited version of a sex tape of him and the wife of Florida-based radio personality Bubba the Love Sponge Clem.
In the privacy of your own home, I'm not Hulk Hogan, so I don't have to worry about that. The privacy of my own home, I'm Terry Bollea, and nobody invades my privacy at my own home or in a private setting.
Hogan is suing Gawker for $100 million. Forecasters are expecting heavy rain today. From the Texas Gulf Coast to Southern Illinois, Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.